Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs. Issue 118. Franco Usmail of Dawn of the Dead. Ben Stark of Wonder Mill Films.
Franco, how you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great. I'm glad we can have you on so often these days. Hopefully we'll have another show with you on it pretty soon. But today we wanted to talk about Ghostbusters. By that we don't mean the 1984 movie. We mean the 2016 movie. There was a new trailer today, and also this week, I guess in reaction to the old trailer, the guy that runs the Cinemassacre YouTube channel, and I think he is known as the Angry Video Game Nerd.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't know about him until this video.
Yeah, so he said that he would not review the new Ghostbusters movie, which is going to be directed by, or has been directed by, Paul Feig, and has stars in all-female lineup of Ghostbusters. It's kind of a long gestating project, dating all the way back to the early 90s after Ghostbusters 2. So this is the result of all of that. There's been a big backlash to the first trailer for the movie that was released. I think it's like the most disliked YouTube trailer in history or something, like some crazy thing like that. And there just seems to be a general negative fan reaction.
Mobilized too, right? Because it's by far the worst trailer on YouTube, like by like many
right.
100%. So it's clearly like a mobilized, unified front of people working together to hate this thing.
Nicely encapsulated by this guy that reviews all sorts of things and has said that he will not review this particular property because he just knows it's going to be bad. There's probably all sorts of anthropological directions we could go in on this topic. But in general, what's your take on that first trailer for Ghostbusters and the new trailer for Paul Feig's Ghostbusters?
Okay. Well, I'm so not a marketing guy. I like to see trailers sometimes just because I'm just curious about maybe the look but more importantly, how are, like, what do they think they have and how are they trying to sell it to me? So before the trailers, I remember even like 5-6 years ago where it was like, is there going to be a third one? I don't know. Bill Murray doesn't want to do it. And then Harold Ramis died. And then Paul Feig got involved and it was all women. And then, so then that was like a big, like, oh my God, how could you do this moment? And then I saw Bridesmaids and I liked it a lot. I haven't seen Freaks and Geeks. I didn't see The Heat. What else?
Did you see Spy?
Well, I saw Spy like in the last 3 to 4 months and I thought it was very solid, funny, clever. And I saw it in my living room. So if I saw it, you know, with a crowd, I'm sure it would have even been more positive. But at that moment, I was like, okay, I trust, or at the very least, I am going in thinking this could be, like, this could work, right? It's not like the Adam Sandler guys are doing this, right? Like,
okay.
I look at track record more than I do at marketing. I think that speaks more to what it's going to be like. So when the first trailer came out, I went, oh, this does not look good. Now, that galvanized all these people that were like, you know, what are you doing to my beloved franchise? Why, like, I don't care that it's all girls. It needs to be the old guys. But, like, it's hard to like, not see a little bit of, like, a backlash to the fact that it's to all girls. But we can get into that later. So I saw the trailer and I was like, this does not look good, but it's just marketing. Paul Feig, I like Spy. he directed some Freaks and Geeks. I like Bridesmaids. He did The Heat. Maybe he did something else. I don't know. But so he seems to have a good handle on funny. And I thought, okay, whatever, the marketing's not so good. But that really galvanized all these people who had their knives out already, okay, right? And so then the second trailer drops today, and people are saying it's better. Other people are saying it's just as bad. Other people are saying it's marginally better. I would be maybe in the latter. I think it's a little bit better, but again, they're trying to get that mid-July dollar, right? And so you got to go broad with your marketing. And I think, they're going high with the CGI and the broad humor and the spectacle. And if that gets a big opening weekend, then that's what they feel they need to do to get that, then that's what they're going to do. I don't think trailers are for people like you and me who don't have to be convinced to go to the movies.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I take issue with your use of the term broad humor.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, these are women that are working hard. There's no reason to use like
It's
30s
not, I,
gangster terminology.
look, all these toots and these broads,
Dames.
Dave,
Yeah, so
both good.
yeah, I mean, I agree with you that that trailers in general. I guess that's because I agree with you. That's one of the many things I'm so surprised about with the reaction to this is that, first of all, when are we expecting these trailers to be totally accurate and totally, good? And then also, I don't see this terrible thing that other people are seeing. Honestly, I don't even see anything that bad. I think some of the jokes fall flat, but I think if you look at most comedies, most of the jokes fall flat. Keanu is a really funny movie, and the trailer isn't hilarious. It's the movie is much funnier. Or if you even look at Spy, most of the jokes in that trailer are horrendous, and that movie looked really bad. And the movie is good. So I guess I don't see there to be a reason to think this is going to be very bad. And I don't think the trailers are that bad. I think it looks pretty fun, really. But even if it did look bad, does it look any worse than Independence Day Resurgence? I just feel like this is a totally par for the course trailer that has
Yeah.
gotten bizarre, wide backlash, and it's strange. What I guess is it? People care about Ghostbusters more than I realize they do.
Yeah, I think so, man. I go online and so, this is a lot of people's top five movie and of these geeks, right? So, I think when there was all these like you're saying Independence Day, right? I mean, I haven't heard any it seems like such a weird movie to make a sequel to because it's not that many people. It's kind of been somewhat forgotten maybe, but Ghostbusters, I think because you had the comedy and you had the kind of the awe of the spectacle, and then it was just it just became like a cultural phenomenon that I thought we were that wasn't I that I thought wasn't as big as it obviously is, because a lot of people are upset. Like the way that people would be upset if something like Star Wars they saw would be was like messed with, right? Like this is like prequel kind of level of being upset, even though
Yeah, but it with that it was so much about the brand that even with the prequels, people were excited.
right.
I'm trying to recast this in my head,
Then is it the
where,
girls thing? Is it because it's not for them?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to jump to that conclusion, but that I mean that definitely seems to be the subtext. But I don't know. I don't think there's any sort of empirical way to find that out. I mean, I'm trying to
Right.
recast the whole situation in my head. If there was a trailer for Back to the Future Part 4 and it didn't have any you know, it didn't have Christopher Lloyd or Michael J. Fox in it. And it just kind of looked like a rehash of the first movie, and it was called Back to the Future. I could see myself getting kind of irritated by that in the year 2005. But I feel like it's 2016. How are we still up in arms by studios taking our precious franchises and repackaging them to us in a lazy way? Which, again, I'll say, I don't think this looks like a lazy, you know, it doesn't look like the Point Break remake or anything like that.
Right, at least they're not making a dark and gritty Ghostbusters.
Oh, God, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think at one time Dan Aykroyd was working on a script that was just called Ghostbusters Go to Hell. It's not that. We're not getting that, so that's good. But I think there's, I don't know, I just feel like, again, it's one of those things. It's kind of like when you see somebody smoking a cigarette in the year 2016. You're like, really? Like, did you not get the news that that's bad for you? And you know, there's alternatives and so many other things you can be doing. Like, it's the same thing when I see people get, like, culturally wide outrageous about these reboots and recastings. And I guess I'm being a hypocrite on that front, because Ben Flanagan.
Yeah, let's talk about Jurassic Park.
Well, I'm not up in arms about Jurassic World. I'm fine with that. But I mean, we have done podcasts about recasting John McClane and Han Solo and how that's pretty egregious. But I don't know. Those are, I guess, there you go. Those are Han Solo and then John McClane. Those aren't.
Right.
It's not like they're recasting the original Ghostbusters. They're just making another movie in the franchise, and I don't know if that's ever that bad.
I mean, it is kind of the same, but like, so I think me and you would prefer that this movie maybe didn't exist, and with that same money and energy and brains and creativity, they made something new, right? Like, we always want, like, originality and, like, let's make new franchises that will be nostalgic for.
Not really. I mean, if Spy is going to be your original thing, then, look, that's not any more original than a Ghostbusters sequel. So I don't really care. Honestly, my only sticking point here is the title, which the angry video game nerd brings up. I'll say that is kind of irritating, that it's just called Ghostbusters and not, you know, Ghostbusters 3 or Ghostbusters 2000 or.
Yeah, it does bug
like
me when they force you to then say the year or say the first, like with Star Trek, you know, you have to say 2009 now or you have to say, like, the new series. Like, it would be nice if they had different names. Because if you say Star Trek the first one, well, do you mean the first of the reboot?
In general, if you say Star Trek, you're not talking about any of the movies, because the first Star Trek was Star Trek the Motion Picture. But a different example might be Poltergeist or The Thing. You know, when you're talking about those movies, obviously.
Well, isn't the first one The Thing from Another Planet?
Yes, definitely.
Poltergeist. Let's stick with that.
Yeah, let's stick with Poltergeist. But there was a prequel to The Thing from 2011, that was just called The Thing. Yeah, that's
yes,
what I'm
saying. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but so, that's annoying, but at the same time, whatever. Ghostbusters,
yeah.
Who cares?
Right, and maybe we're the wrong guys to be talking, because you hadn't seen it in forever, right? Or you saw it on the big screen a couple years ago?
Exactly. Yeah, I saw it. I saw it on the big screen a few years ago, and I really liked it a lot. It's a super fun movie. If it's somebody's favorite movie of all time, that I totally understand how that could be, especially if you grew up with it. Well, as a kid, I watched Ghostbusters 2 way more often. I was more of a Vigo guy than a Zool guy, but that's just, you know, that's just how I grew up.
I think that was our age too, because. That's kind of what was on TV and VHS.
Right, yeah. I had it taped off of, like, a free Disney Channel weekend.
Yeah.
And
I haven't seen the first one in forever, and I've got tickets to see it in 2 weeks.
Oh,
so,
good.
I wonder, you know, what I'll think. But, like, Today I saw the trailer for the 1984 one, and it wasn't that good. So, I mean, I just think that people are kind of upset, and then it's like they're happy that the trailer is, the general consensus is that they're not good.
Yeah, I think what's probably happening is that people are upset ahead of time, and then they see a trailer that's not great, and hang on to all of the not great aspects of it, and blind themselves to the pretty good parts of it. And I think that's, I think we're all totally capable of that. This Han Solo reboot that they're doing, I am not excited about that. But there's plenty of good things, to talk about there with the casting, with the filmmakers behind it. But at the same time, I bet you the first time I watch that movie, I mean the trailer for that movie, I'm gonna have my arms crossed. The same
Sure.
goes with this John McClane prequel Die Hard thing, which
Right.
again, going back to
And
track
that
record,
one's
I
worse because like you know that the studio doesn't care.
yes, and the track record there is quite bad, and we should expect a bad movie there. But again, Paul Feig and this cast, their track record is good, so I think there's just a bit of a bias that's playing
Well,
out,
I
and
mean,
it's.
to go back, I do think it is a gender thing and not an overt thing. Like, for example, most of these Ghostbusters fans are going to be guys, and you're going to have a kind of a bias towards like male comedians. I like unconsciously because that's like your experience. So then when you hear it's going to be all female, it's like, oh, well, none of my favorite guys are going to be in it. And then you hear the casting, and then they're picking from a pool of people that aren't your favorite. And then, like Melissa McCarthy, there's like a big divide. Like a lot of people really don't like her. And so I think if it was, who's like funny now that are guys? I think like it would have been, I think more people would have been like, oh, okay, let's wait and see. I like that lineup. Just because it's like they already had like more of a connection to it. Because it just seemed like even before it was cast, but when it was all female, like people got upset. Now,
But
I don't
keeping
know how much that has to do with it that. Like it's hard to separate, right? Like were they upset because it was all female, or were they upset because they're just doing a Ghostbusters movie without the first four guys? And I think that like it's a little bit of both, even just because like I said, I think there's like this unconscious bias towards your own kind of comedy that you like, and most people like comedy that is like speaks to them.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I just I don't know. I don't understand why people would get upset at this and not upset that the lead of The Force Awakens was a girl. If oh, I've only ever experienced Star Wars through the lens of Han Solo or Luke Skywalker or
It's because
Obi.
those guys are still in the movie, probably.
Yeah.
Right? Like
Yeah, but
people
they
got
weren't like
excited to
marketed
see
hardly at
Han,
all.
well, in the trailer and then in the casting. Like,
Yeah, but it was such a small part. I don't know.
but Chewie
Maybe
were
you're right.
home, like that got people so excited.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it got me excited, but at the same time, I don't know. I think it's different. I think you. So you think that if tomorrow they released a Ghostbusters thing where Bill Murray should like sauntered into a scene and said some line that everybody would be like,
I
oh,
think,
okay, never mind.
well, if the
I'll buy
plot
it.
was like, if they were in it as much as like Harrison Ford is in The Force Awakens,
Yeah, but he was
I,
only in like one shot of the trailer. He like walked in, said, "Chewie, I'm home," and that's it. So.
I think it's also people just wanted more Star Wars, right? And people didn't know they
Well,
wanted like.
apparently people want a very specific kind of Ghostbusters. Like, they want it real hard. They're getting something that they didn't know they were getting, and now that they're getting it, they're upset because they wanted
maybe Ghostbusters is all about the characters and the actors, whereas Star Wars is more about like the mythos and the world building, and then maybe that's what it is. You know, you got the Force, Jedi, lightsabers, and that. I think maybe that's all, like a big part of the draw. Mm-hmm. And with Ghostbusters, it's more just like the comedians.
So see, as a childhood fan of the cartoon, Ghostbusters cartoon, the real Ghostbusters, that my fanhood is basically about the gear and about the look and about the style, you know, about the jumpsuits and the packs and the car and all that other stuff and the design of the ghosts. So yeah, maybe this is just a totally personal thing. I do think that I remember when I was a kid, the big thing with Ghostbusters 3, it was always, you know, like, whoever was the top of SNL was who would be the next Ghostbusters. You know, I remember thinking at a certain point that, oh, you know, Chris Farley and David Spade, you know, and Adam Sandler, they should make a Ghostbusters movie. And then later on, Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan, you know, and as
Sands.
Like the and Horatio Sands. Yeah, but they've kept that alive in a weird way, you know, with Kristen Wiig and Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones. So I don't know. I think there's a lot to like about the direction that they're taking this in. And it's just confusing to me that, again, I don't know if I've cracked the nut of why the mass hysteria about this thing. And I guess I just won't understand it. I'll just have to live with it.
Yeah, because I'm like, there were other properties that were rebooted, like Total Recall.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that there's been so
Spider-Man,
much more.
Batman, you know.
Yeah, like we've all had, you know, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Batman, James Bond movies that people have hated, Die Hard. You know, all of these things have had entries in them that everybody hated, and we lived through it, and it's 2016, and how are we, you know, I don't know. There are real problems in the world.
Well, yes. So to go back to, like, the dislikes on the YouTube trailer. So the Fantastic Four trailer from last year got 20,000 dislikes. The Ridiculous Six trailer got 5,800. And the Ghostbusters trailer got 500,000.
What? Yeah, somebody made a bot, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so it's it got 28.7 million views and got 500,000 dislikes, and it is, and so Justin Bieber's baby got 1.36 billion views and got 6 million thumbs down votes. So that's a ratio of 1,166 views to one dislike, and the Ghostbusters one is 56 views to one dislike. So that's like that's four times as more disliked than Justin Bieber's "Baby," which was a pretty hated song from back in the day. And
oh,
I'm getting
okay,
all this from an article from ScreenCrush.com called "Why the Ghostbusters Trailer is the Most Disliked Movie Trailer in YouTube History." And this is the first trailer that came out in April.
Yeah, which, again, is not that bad. And actually has, I think, like the colors. That's my big thing with this movie, is like the fact that it's so colorful and the design of the ghost looks beautiful. So when you said Justin Bieber's baby, I thought that he had a child and there was like footage of him like holding his baby. That's how out of touch and old I am. So why is anybody even listening to me?
Yeah, he like had his baby and holding the baby over like a Parisian
balcony
with his
See, I know what that is. I just don't know what the song that you're talking about is. So
I can sing it for you if you want.
Nope. Your analytics game was real strong, though. I appreciate you bringing that to the table. There must have been, like you said, there at the beginning, there must have been some sort of mobilized effort. And I would love to get in the same room with, you know, the five or six people that make up that anti-Ghostbusters Illuminati, because I it blows me away that we've had so many things that we can hate so much harder than this, and yet this has taken the cake. What happens when they remake War Games with a female? You know, what's going to happen then? They're going to shut down YouTube.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, like, is there something else that could get these people so upset?
I mean, seriously, the only thing that I can think of is that's like untouchable at this point is Back to the Future that could happen.
Yeah.
And honestly, like Ghostbusters 2 is not a well-regarded movie.
Oh, so yeah, that is not a good movie. So that's already, like...
I like it, but it's not well
right,
regarded.
But, right,
so
exactly.
What's
it's
the
not,
deal
like,
with...
untouchable.
Yeah, so Ghostbusters has already been tainted by the very people that made the first one. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm starting to think that these people are unreasonable.
Yeah, maybe they just think it's some sort of like PC thing that, and they're like, "Why are you doing your PC agenda on our property? Go do it something else." Because I've seen that as well.
I could take that argument if there was any evidence that it was damaging, but this seems like a perfectly acceptable conceit and story and film, so I don't see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was, I had a friend talk about how it seemed like, you know, having a female stormtrooper and a female lead in Star Wars: The Force Awakens seemed a little bit forced. And I guess I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that was like a Lucasfilm agenda to have more major female characters. At the same time, it did not damage the story at all in any way, even if it came across that way, which it didn't to me. So I don't see what the problem is. I mean,
it could only seem forced if you like if you're thinking about like the studio's agenda or the filmmaker's agenda. But if you take the movie in a vacuum, it's like motivated. It's fine.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, and it seems like I think there's directions that they can go with this, and based again on the way that Paul Feig has explored gender politics in his in the two of his movies that I've seen Bridesmaid and Spy, that theme is probably going to continue here, and the fact that they are female is going to be part of the story. And if track record, you know, is anything to look at, it's going to strengthen the story. So the whole gender thing isn't an argument, in my opinion. If they were just picking whatever woman was popular, if it was just Julia Roberts and Margot Robbie or something, then I would say, well, you know, it seems like they're just putting in actresses, but they're actually staying true to the root of Ghostbusters, which is, you know, SNL alumni, comedians, I don't know. It just seems like a pretty smart approach.
I wonder if they had like two males and two females, if it would be different.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess if we're gonna do that, if we're gonna say that everything is equal, then maybe that's the way to do it. It's just, you know, a little bit of everything in there. And I guess I wouldn't have a problem with that either. Although the all female cast, I think it makes for a pretty funny gag that their receptionist is Chris Hemsworth. So yeah, I don't know. There's a lot to potentially like here.
Also, it seems like Paul Feig, like this is like who he likes to work with, and he's been, you know, he had a meeting, he pitched this thing, and they signed the contracts, and then he just hired the people that he wants to make a movie with, like. Yeah, I think it's that easy, and I don't think it's really, like, a PC thing. Like, his track record is that this is kind of, like, what he's into. Like, now, is he into it, like, naturally, or is he, like, like a market that isn't being exploited, then fine. That doesn't matter to me because he makes genuine films, or that appear that way, at least to me.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, at the you know, if there is this big conspiracy to put more women in movies, is that so bad? Like, is that really is that really something worth railing against? I think we can all live with that, and we
Right.
should be able to.
Well, I
But
mean, and if you don't mind me getting a little bit personal, I mean, you
oh dear
have a
God.
daughter, and you're really into movies, and most movies are like, I don't want to say alienating to women, but like, but like, and I'm talking about like since the beginning, and they're kind of made by guys about the guy experience, and it's nice to see that like that movies can it's like be like there can be like more mainstream like films for everyone, and I'm not saying that like it, like a girl can't be into Indiana Jones, but like it is when they're into it, they're practicing like empathy, because they don't see themselves on screen all that much.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's all sorts of different people out there in the world, and all of them should have some fun with the fun stuff at the movies. So, yeah, again, I don't think it's, even if it's a concerted effort, I don't think that's a overwhelmingly bad thing or a bad thing at all.
I just really hope that this movie is good now.
That's obviously that's kind of our big hope. I don't have huge expectations for it. But I do think
Right.
there's plenty of evidence in the trailers and in what I've read about it that it could be good. And again, based on the track record there. So
Right.
again, there's so many things that all signs point to it's definitely going to be bad that we should probably be more concerned about than something that looks kind of good
Yeah.
and has reason to be good.
Yeah, I mean, when the movie was announced, I was like, oh, I'm not interested. And then there was a little bit of backlash. And then I saw some Paul Feig movies and I was like, oh, it's pretty good. And then the trailer came out and I was like, oh, it's not really, doesn't seem like I might like it, but it's just a trailer. And then I saw the backlash and now I'm like rooting for the movie.
Yeah, honestly, that
And I
made
wanted to make money to show these people that they don't have as much power as they think.
Yeah, I might be getting there too, or I just want these people to, and they're all going to see it anyway. And that's maybe the most satisfying thing is to see the angry video game nerd review of Ghostbusters in 3 months, whenever he actually does end up posting and reviewing it.
For Film Nerds Unlimited, go to filmnerds.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter. If you like what you hear, rate and review our podcast on iTunes. Keep an eye out for the next issue of Film Nerds Unlimited, coming soon.